This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Mike Hughes. Mike Hughes is part of Dorganics. They bring fresh produce right to your doorstep from local farmers. And how you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing great, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So what exactly can I get with Dorganics that I'm not getting when I go to my local grocery store?
You know, that's a great question. Dorganics is actually going to bring the farm to your front door. You know, when I started this business about a year ago, I was having trouble making it to the farmer's market,
mm-hmm.
and the selection of local at the grocery store just wasn't very much. So I really thought that other people might be in the same position and might need some help obtaining some local chemical-free produce.
Sure. And so that pretty much led to the idea of giving the business a shot, feeling that if you've got a situation that other people may have that same situation as well and that same need as well.
Exactly. And you know, it's not a unique concept. There's every other city in the U.S. of our size and greater has these services. And I thought Grand Rapids would be a great fit. And the more people I talked to, the more encouragement I had to start here.
Now, how often do folks get deliveries?
We'll deliver weekly or biweekly,
mm-hmm.
and we can actually do monthly if that works better for you. But most of our customers are either on a weekly or biweekly delivery schedule.
So what type of foods do they have access to?
Yeah, so it's a variety of fruits and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
With a preference for local.
Okay.
All the fruits and vegetables that are coming off local farms are either certified organic or sustainably grown, meaning no chemical fertilizers or pesticides. A lot of small farmers go with the sustainably grown title to be just for the fact that the organic certification is a lot of work for a small farm, and it's pretty costly to get that certification.
Mm-hmm.
So we make sure to work very closely with our farmers to make sure that their practices are in line with what we require of our growers. So, we've got great partnerships with local farms, and if it's not coming from a local farm, we're sourcing it in certified organic, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times there's items that we can't get from Michigan, like oranges,
mm-hmm.
and bananas.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're filling out some of the fruit, it's coming from certified organic farms outside of Michigan.
Now, is it strictly produce, or can folks get meats through you guys?
Right now, we're strictly produce.
That's okay.
Phase two of the business, and it's something that it's taken us a little bit longer to implement than we would have hoped, but it's on the horizon, and we're real excited to be able to work with a number of local artisans, local farmers of all different types.
So how do folks get signed up?
Well, they can visit us at DorganicsGR.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have a form on our website. Fill it out. We'll get in touch with you, let you know based on where you live, what our delivery schedule would look like to your area. We deliver Monday through Thursday, and we'll be right in contact to set up all the details with you.
What's it cost?
The cost is $29 per delivery for a small delivery, and that small delivery will have 9 or 10 different items in it, and each of the items will have enough to create a serving for at least 2 to 3 people.
Okay.
The large delivery is $49,
mm-hmm.
and it's double the quantity of the small. So if you've got a larger family, that's a great route to go.
So once I've placed an order, how long does it take me to get it?
Typically speaking, it's about a week.
Okay.
So it just gives us some time to work with our farmers to make sure that that we can obtain the right amount.
Now, how does the seasonality affect the business? Does it present any challenges?
Yeah, the seasonality is a challenge. Not quite as much as the weather right now, but the seasonality,
yeah.
You know, the farmers need some water, that's for sure. But the seasonality is a little bit of a challenge. But we know we have great indoor growers that people don't know about throughout the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
So while we can get some great items from out of the state, certified or organic, we have excellent indoor growers right here in West Michigan that are growing greens and tomatoes and
mm-hmm.
some other great things all year round. So there'll always be a few local items in every delivery, even in the middle of February.
Okay. And who are some of the local farms that you work with?
Mud Lake Farm in Hudsonville.
Mm-hmm.
They're an indoor grower. And Vertical Paradise Farm does a great job as well.
Now, are you open to working with new farms? And if you are, how can they get involved?
Yeah, I would love to work with new farms. The more the better. So if they'd like to contact me direct, they can just visit the website, fill out the form, or our 800 number's right there on the website as well. And we'd love to talk to more farmers.
So what are the things that are most ordered?
Right now, coming out of Michigan, we have some cherry tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
A lot of lettuce, kale, some greens, and then the weather hasn't been terribly cooperative, but in the next few weeks we'll have corn, t- tomato, the heirloom tomatoes will start. We've have radishes coming next week.
Mm-hmm.
Zucchini will be starting soon. So there's a lot on the horizon. The drought has slowed down the local growing season a bit, but there's still a number of great items available.
Now, you were mentioning in the future possibly offering meats, but in addition to that, what are some of the other things that you might like to offer in the future?
A lot of different things. So meats, eggs, potentially cheese, honey, basically anything that you can think of that local farmers are mm-hmm. producing. Nuts, grains, just a number of local items.
Okay. And I understand you've been doing some things to give back. I think I recall hearing something about God's Kitchen. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah. So, you know, each week we obviously service all our customers and fill their green bins and make them look beautiful. But we always have a little bit of excess. And sometimes it's not a little bit because our orders are off. So
mm-hmm.
what we've done is started donating to God's Kitchen every week.
Terrific.
And on Thursday afternoons, they have an individual comes and picks it up from us. And I think we've donated close to 3,000 pounds so far.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. It's really great to be able to help them out. They do great work down there.
Good. This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Mike Hughes. Mike is part of Dorganics. They bring fresh produce right to your doorstep from local farmers. You can check them out online at dorganicsgr.com. Thanks so much for joining me, Mike.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.